This is a Radio Resistance News Break, January 29, 2024. The death toll in Gaza is fast approaching 30,000 dead. Many more have been injured and maimed. Nearly all of Gaza infrastructure has been destroyed. There is little food, little clean water, and very little shelter for millions of people trapped in Gaza. Thousands of people have been arrested in the West Bank, hundreds have been killed, and much infrastructure like roads and water pipes destroyed in the West Bank. The International Court of Justice has ruled that South Africa's legal case against Israel for genocide can move forward, that there is sufficient evidence to support a case for genocide. The court said Israel needs to stop engaging in acts of genocide and to report back in a month to tell the court that they've stopped engaging in genocide. Israel's response can be summed up in one tweet by a senior Israeli official, Haig Schmeig. The Biden administration's support for Israel remains, quote, ironclad. Israel has a right and an obligation to defend themselves against the threat of Hamas, the White House said this week. Many legal experts, however, question the veracity of such a claim about a right to defend itself. Israel is the occupying force and has a duty and an obligation to protect Palestinians. Biden's argument, if applied to a prison, for instance, would lead to even more barbaric of a situation than prisons already are today. If guards have a right to defend themselves, as Israel asserts, then the guards would have a right to just kill all of the prisoners because some of the prisoners could be a threat to their personal safety. The White House said this week that, quote, we remain committed to support Israel in its fight against Hamas. We have done so since October 7th and will continue to. There has not been a change in our policy, end quote. This week, the trial began and ended in Michigan against a neo-Nazi member of a hate group called The Base for vandalizing the Temple Jacob Synagogue in Michigan in 2019. The government charged Nathan Whedon with two felonies. After about 2 hours of deliberation, the jury convicted Whedon on both counts. Whedon faces up to 10 years in prison. He is now locked up, awaiting sentencing. A Minnesota state trooper has been charged with murder for fatally shooting Ricky Cobb II. Minnesota state trooper Ryan Lundergan, 27, is the first Minnesota state trooper to ever be charged with murder for killing someone while on duty. Lundergan is charged with first-degree assault causing great bodily harm and second-degree manslaughter. Here's what happened during that July early morning traffic stop in Minneapolis, according to Unicorn Riot. Father of two, Ricky Cobb II, was pulled over just before 2 a.m. on July 31, 2023, while driving on Interstate 94 West near 42nd Avenue North by State Trooper Brett Seedy, who said Cobb didn't have his taillights on. Upon running Cobb's information in the system, Seedy was alerted that Ramsey County wanted Cobb arrested on probable cause for a previous violation of a protective order. Lundergan and Garrett Erickson then pulled up as assisting troopers. The officers told Cobb they wanted him to step out of the vehicle because they had, quote, some stuff to talk about, referring to planning to arrest him despite not having an official warrant. Cobb conversed with the officers for several minutes and asked to get his attorney involved while questioning the legality of the troopers' efforts. After not having his direct orders followed and his service weapon in his hand, Lundergan reached into Cobb's passenger side window, unlocked it, and opened the passenger door. Seedy then opened the driver's side door in an apparent attempt to apprehend Cobb. Seeing this, Cobb shifted the car from park and took his foot off the brake. Lundergan then shot Cobb twice in the chest while screaming, quote, get out of the car now! The car lunged forward a few feet and stopped at the interstate's median. Cobb bled to death. Lundergan faces up to 10 years. His legal defense is funded by Minneapolis Police and Peace Officers Association. Lundgren's lawyer, Christopher Medell, said the trooper should be called a hero, not a criminal. Lundgren and his lawyers make their first court appearance scheduled for Monday, January 29th. Moving on to North Texas, It's Going Down is reporting that anti-fascist activist Chris Big Tex G has been targeted by police, prosecutors, and with a civil case brought by a Christian fascist group. Chris G's criminal problems stem from a drag show rally that happened last April in Fort Worth, Texas. Fascists showed up to protest the drag show, and anti-fascists showed up to counter-protest. According to the videos released by police, words were exchanged between the two groups, and one of the anti-fascists appears to pepper spray a couple of the fascists. Things went wild at that point. Police alleged that Chris G hit a police officer with an umbrella. There was no video of showing anyone hitting anyone with an umbrella, but the video is kind of a mess of people screaming and rolling around on the ground. Chris G has been charged with a Class B interference with public duties and second-degree felony assault of a police officer. The civil case brought by fascists against Chris G seeks $250,000. It's the same group that was pepper sprayed at the drag rally in April. The group suing Chris G runs with hate groups like the Patriot Front and other neo-Nazi groups, according to photo evidence provided by It's Going Down. Using civil courts to attack anti-fascists is becoming more prevalent. Patriot Front members are suing an anti-fascist who infiltrated and exposed many of its members publicly in Washington state. The fascists are claiming this public exposure cost them their jobs and seek damages. For more information about civil and criminal cases involving anti-fascists and neo-Nazis, go to antifadocket.com. There's a general strike slated to happen on Thursday, February 1st in D.C. at Union Station at 7 a.m. According to the poster, the event is endorsed by the Palestinian Youth Movement, MD2 Palestine, Occupation Free D.C., Dissenters DMV, Harriet's Wildest Dreams, and Party for Socialism and Liberation. Thank you for listening to Radio Resistance. Drop me a line if you've got an event happening or you want to promote anything related to the fight to stop fascism. Visit radio.antifadocket.com.